Mrs. Rebbe and the entire Chevra. I want to speak about something very, very direct, very simple and very clear. This time of the year we hear many, many, many drushes, many thoughts that are all beautiful and important, and it's very easy to get lost. To get lost in a very beautiful forest, but to get lost in the forest of the Yom Nirayim, of Slichus, or Shonim Kippur, and to forget the simplest truths. The Torah says in this parasha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to come to Rosh Hashanah with this parasha. It didn't just happen to work out like that. So the Borei Olam wanted us to come, he wanted us to come to Yontiv with this parasha. And it says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazoyis esher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimcha. This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, lo nifleisi mimcha, it's not something which is a wonder to you. Lo rechoikihi, it's not far from you. Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. Leimer mi yal lanu ha-shamayimah, that you should say, who will go up to the heavens v'yikachenu lanu, to bring down this mitzvah. It's not across the ocean. It's very close to you. It's very close to you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. There are two shiurim here now. It's Rabbi Simon and also Rabbi Safat. It's the shiur. I didn't know. It's mamish in your mouth. And it's in your heart, in your mouth and in your heart. So first of all, the Mefarshim were asking, I spoke about this last year, that it's strange we have such a Havamina. Usually when there's a Kos HaKadai Tech Hamina, I would have thought has some resemblance to the Kamash Malon of what it is. Here it's odd. To begin with, it's strange. That the Havamina is that this mitzvah is in Shammai. The mitzvah is across the ocean. Kos HaKadai Tech Hamina, that's what I thought. Kamash Malon, no, it's Mamish right here. It's right here. Usually there's some resemblance between what I thought and what it is. It would be odd for a person to say, Kos Dalta Chamina, that it takes 12 hours to drive to Flatbush from Washington Heights. Kamash Malon, on a regular day, it takes 40 minutes. That's odd. Such a disparity between the Havamina and the Maskana. That's, to begin with, strange. Maybe at the end we'll get to that. But the big question, of course, that all the Mefarshim have is when it says Ki HaMitzvah HaZoyis, what mitzvah is it? The Torah doesn't identify the mitzvah. Ki HaMitzvah HaZoyis, what is the mitzvah? What is this mitzvah that you think is in heaven? You might think it's across the ocean, but really, really, it's mamish right here. What is this mitzvah? So, I know you've all learned this. Rashi learns Pashtus is going on Kol HaTorah Kula, but the question with Rashi is, why does it say HaMitzvah in the singular, if it's talking about the entirety of Torah? The Ramban learns that HaMitzvah HaZoyis is referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva. Tshuva makes sense because in the context of the parasha, when you look at the psukim surrounding this pasuk of HaMitzvah HaZoyis, the mitzvah that you think is in heaven but it's not, it's here. The context of that is the parasha of Tshuva. So the Ramban learns the simple pshat that it's talking about Tshuva. But it's interesting because there's a Beferish Gemara. Before you go into the Mefarshim, there's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara in Eirvin and Afnunhei. It's a Beferish Gemara where the Gemara learns the simple pshat that HaMitzvah HaZoyis, the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Is the mitzvah of learning. That's the Gemara. It's talking about Talmud. It's lo b'shamayim hi. The Gemara says, loy timotze b'mishim magbia daitoy aleha k'shamayim. When it says lo b'shamayim, means that you're not going to find a person who is haughty, who's arrogant, who thinks he's Shamayim, in such a person, you're not going to find Torah. It's not going to become a great Talmud Chacham. Torah, you'll find Torah in the Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's you'll find big Torah in a person who holds himself to be small. Torah lo b'shamayim, lo b'shamayim. That's v'loy begasei ruach and so on. And then it says v'loy me'evel yam, and you're not going to find Torah across the ocean. So the Gemara learns the Pshat is talking about people who are constantly crossing the ocean because they're merchants, and they're on boats crossing the ocean. You won't find that they'll become great Talmid Chacham either. So it's interesting. The Gemara says the simple Pshat in our pasuk, ki a mitzvah azos, is the mitzvah of learning Torah. Why do we have to come on to the whole Ramban that it's the mitzvah of Tshuva that says Beferish in the Gemara that the mitzvah hazayis is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And when it says that it's not in Shemaim, it means that you have to have a certain type of personality that can receive Torah. And you have to have the time, not me'evel yam, you can't be busy running back and forth across the Atlantic, the Mediterranean, the Pacific. You can't be busy day and night because you're just too preoccupied to acquire greatness in Torah. Yet the Ramban learns that ki ha-mitzvah hazois is the mitzvah of tshuva. And the simple pshat in Chumash, when you read in the Chumash, is tshuva. But the Gemara seems to be taking it out of the pshuta shel mikra, and the Gemara seems to be telling us something that we wouldn't otherwise have on our own thought if we, when we're reading the pasuk in Chumash, like a ben chumash the mikra, like a little boy that's reading Chumash, and you ask him, what does it mean? It means it's telling to get close to Hashem. You think you're far from Hashem? To do tshuva, you think that in order for you to change, you have to climb to heaven, you have to cross the ocean? No. Kamash v'lon, that to do tshuva, to change your life, to become better, it's mamash b'ficha, b'levavcha, vidui, you ask Hashem for forgiveness, you're sorry, you confess, fati, you're done. Hashem accepts you. So what's the pshat over here with the Gemara? And what's the pshat? Is there an argument between the Ramban and the Gemara? What is this? So you know, at the end of Yuma, Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem metarem umi metaher eschem. Now we sing that a lot, Lag BaOmer. Really, we have to sing it, not just Lag BaOmer, it's nice, because there is a deep connection between Lag BaOmer and that Mishnah. But the truth is, the Mishnah is the conclusion of Masechta Yuma. And the truth is, that it's a Yom Kippur Dikke Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi'at metar mi'metar eschem v'oimim mikvi Yisrael Hashem. We're so used to the song that we've forgotten what the words mean. Ashreichem. Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi'at metar mi'metar eschem. Before whom do you purify yourselves? U'mi'metar eschem. And who is metar you? V'oimim mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Listen to the words. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. You know, there was a big rabbi, the rabbi from Rizin, that they saw that on Simchas Torah, that during the dancing by the Hakafis, when he was holding the Torah, so that he was surrounded by thousands of chassidim, they were all pushing, you know, and the Rizhner, the holy Rizhner, was with the Sefer Torah, and he was dancing, so he would hold the Sefer Torah, and he was dipping down low, and then he was standing up with the Sefer Torah. He was going down low, and with the Sefer Torah, and they never saw such an interesting a dance. And afterwards, they asked the Rebbe, "What was that dance with the Sefer Torah down and up?" And the Rishna said, "For Omer, it says Ashrechem Yisrael, for Omer Mikvi Yisrael Hashem." So he said, "Mikvi Yisrael." He says, "To be among my brothers, to be with Jews." He says, "I want to toivel in the Jewish people, Mikvi Yisrael." Then how do you toivel when you go in the mikveh? You go down. And he came up, he said, "I felt so close to everybody. I wanted to toivel, to immerse myself in the Jewish people." But the pshat in pasuk is not immersing in the Jewish people. It says, "V'oimer mikvi Yisrael Hashem." That means Hashem is being described, kivyochel, Hashem is being described as our mikveh. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. That's what the words mean. Hashem is being described as our mikveh. Where do we see that Hashem is Baruch, that there's such a concept that Hashem is a mikveh? Aleph, Beis. It's a cute story, dipping. How is a Jew supposed to be toivel in Hashem? Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. And it's talking about Yom Kippur. Ashrechim Yisrael lifnei mi'at metar. These are the days, chevra, that we're getting ready. Lifnei mi'at metar, to purify ourselves, to become better. To taste something of that tahar. Lifnei mi'at metar. Umi metar eschem. Ve'oimer mikvi Yisrael Hashem. So the Baruch Shalom is the mikveh. Now I know when I go to the mikveh, I know what I have to do. I go to the mikveh, you get undressed, you make sure there's nothing, there's no chitzah. You go to the mikveh, some have a custom to do once to the tayvel, they have twice, there's some that go four times. There's some guy in my mikveh, he goes around 150 times because the whole place has to wait for him, and half the water comes out, he says around 400 pounds also. You know, there are all kinds of things that happen in the mikveh. Mikveh is an interesting place. A lot of things go on by the mikveh. The guy that takes care of the mikveh now, Shul calls it the Gaza Strip. That's what he calls it. Because there's so much fighting over that little room. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know, yeah, that's a lot. Jews are very particular. But it says in Pasuk, V'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mikveh. What does that mean? How is Hashem the mikveh? How are we supposed to be toivel in that mikveh that's called Hashem? Demis says it's mefurish in Torah, and we're coming to the pasuk. It's going to be soon. It says in Hazinu, kinecholim. It says in the pasuk, kinecholim natoyu keganois. Not that in Pashas Bala, kinecholim natoyu keganois alei nahar keaholim not the Hashem. It means like the winding brooks, like the gardens by the river's side. Keaholim that like the tents that Hashem has planted. It's in Pashas Bala. Kahol not the Hashem. What does the Gemara say? What does that mean? What is this river? So the Gemara says in Brachas Tesvav, Loi Malach, Ma necholim malin esa adam mitum l'tahara. Just like a river, a person is mamish tomei. He can be tomei with the biggest tumah, but a person goes and he's toivel in the river. Ma necholim malin esa adam mitum l'tahara. Just like the river is able to extract a person, to uplift a person, to remove a person from tumah, and to bring him into a state of tahara, af aholim, so too the tents. What tents? Rashi says tents means bate medrashes, beis medrash, learning Torah. Malin is odem ikaf choyva lekaf shchus. The same way, the Gemara says, the same way that a person who's tumah, and he immerses himself in a river, and when he comes out of the river, when he comes out of the mikveh, out of the river, he has now been transformed. He's been metaphysically transformed. Lahaloche, again, I'm not talking about it, Tumas Meis and the Eifer of the Paraduma, but halachically, a person has been changed. There's such a thing that a person went into the mikveh, he wasn't Jewish, and akum tarais from mikveh, he comes out from the mikveh, he's a yid. They say that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, as you know, is the great Rosh Yeshiva in Slutsk, and then later on in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, he used to make fun a little bit that the Chassidim are going to the mikveh a lot. You know, the yeshivas, they didn't go to the mikveh. They went to Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Tov. Some went to Erev Shabbos. The very frum ones went to Erev Shabbos, but there wasn't such a big thing to mikveh in the yeshiva. So once he was together with Reb Chaim Zonnefeld. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld was the Rav Yerushalayim, he's a big tzaddik. Reb Chaim Zonnefeld was the Talmud from the Ksav Soy, from Pressburg, from Hungary. And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer he said to Reb Chaim, Yishlaim Rav, he said, mainly it's the Chassidim, you know, they don't know so much, but you're going in Torah. What do you? It was not Reb Chaim Zonnefeld used to go to the mikveh like 10 times a day, in the street. When he bumped into an Arab, they say he used to run to the mikveh. He's a Teichlinik. If you would see a dog, Reb Chaim Zonnefeld, he would run to the mikveh. Good thing that over there are a lot of mikvahs. He would go into the mikvah all the time. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer said to him, "No, Reb Chaim, Meila, the Chassidim, they like to go to the mikvah. Eh. But you're the Rav of Yerushalayim, what are you going here for the day? Tivoling the mikvah?" So Reb Chaim Zonnefeld said to Rabbi Zalman, he said, a mikvah has such a kayach that a person can walk into the mikvah as a guy, and he comes out from the mikvah as a yid, he's a Jew. So can you imagine what it does for a Jew? That's what he said. So he said, I like the mikveh. But here in the Gemara is telling us what the mikveh is. The Gemara is not talking about the kind where you bring your shampoo and your deodorant. It's not talking about the kind where you pay a couple of shkolim and you go through the turnstile and you get into the mikveh. The Gemara says, Rashi says, Bati Medrashas. There's a mikveh, the mikveh is called the Beis Medrash. That means the following. If we want to understand what is that mikvi Yisrael Hashem, the question is, what does it mean when it says in Pasuk, mikvi Yisrael Hashem is the mikveh? And we're just simple people, we don't know what that means. How you toivel in that mikveh of Hashem? So the Gemara now is telling us, that the Beis HaMedrash is called Kinecholim Nato, it's called a flowing river. And the Gemara says that flowing river can lift a person, can change a person from what? A Tomei to a Tahar, can bring them from the Kaf Choyva, from being Chai, from being guilty, the Kaf Schuz. Everybody's looking for a way to fix himself. Everybody's looking for a way to change. Everybody's looking for some deep spiritual, cataclysmic thing to dawn upon him that's going to make him change. And the Gemara says, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem identifies this Mikvi is the Beis HaMedrash. The Mikvi is learning Torah. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, a klal from Chazal, Kutshebrichu Yisrael v'arayis achad. Everybody heard this? Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah is one. Kutshebrichu Yisrael v'arayis achad. It's all one thing. Kutshebrichu Yisrael v'arayis achad. That means that when the Rebbe from Rishon was toiveling in Am Yisrael, Ashrechem Yisrael, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, and he was at that moment focused on Mikvi Yisrael, and he was toiveling because of his love for other Jews. He was dipping in to immerse himself, to become attached, to become one with Am Yisrael. The Holy Rebbe was right. The Rishon was right. Am Yisrael is also mikveh. And we have to toivel ourselves in Am Yisrael. This last period of time from the summer, before the summer when the Tzaros began, all of us are toiveling in Am Yisrael. To toivel in the Jewish people. The Rebbe was right. But Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, the Mikveh Yisrael of Hashem, what does that mean to toivel in Hashem? It means that when you open up the Gemara, when you open up the Sugya, when you open up the Ritva or the Ramban, when you open up the Sefer, and you don't just look at it a little bit, but you take the Sefer, and you mamish toivel in the Gemara, you're toiveling in the Tosfos, you're toiveling in the Sefer that you're learning. That's called Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's why in Shemoneh Esrei we begin. There's one broch in Shemoneh Esrei that's the broch of tshuva, right? It ends broch of Hashem. What? Haroitzeh b'tshuva. How does that broch begin? So now we're wondering. You say the broch says the chesim of the broch is that the Baruch Shalom is haroitzeh b'tshuva. He wants us to come back to him. He wants us to know that he is not across the ocean. He's not in the heavens. He wants us to know that he's near us. He's right with us. So we end that broch and we say broch of Hashem haroitzeh b'tshuva. But how do we begin the bracha? No, how do we begin the bracha? Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. How do you take a Jew who's far from God, who sees God as being across the ocean and in the heavens, and make him realize that God is near to him? The bracha begins. Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. By being close to your Torah, by immersing in your Torah, by immersing in the Blat Gemara, by taking your learning seriously, not just seriously, by putting your entire being into that Torah, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, as a result of that, Karvenu Malkeinu La'Avadesecha. If you think that the Baruch Shalom is far away, that he's in heaven, he's Mevel Yad, it only means that you're not learning. Because a Jew who's learning knows that the Baruch Shalom is very, very close. It's Beficha B'Levovcha La'Asoyse. Therefore, on a deeper level, there's no machlokes between the Ramban and the Gemara. The Ramban says, Ki HaMitzvah Azois is what? Is the Mitzvah of Tshuva. The Gemara says, Ki HaMitzvah Azois is what? Talmud Torah. There's no machlokes between the Ramban and the Gemara. The Ramban is correct. The Mitzvah is Tshuva. What the Gemara is talking about is, what is the strongest way, what is that most powerful way to cross over what you think is from here to heaven or across the ocean? What is the strongest way? What is the mahalach of tshuva? What is the clearest path to do tshuva? The teretz is Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasechel, Ki HaMitzvah Zayis is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why when the Navi Yeshaya tells us, Rachatsu Hizaku, the Navi Yeshaya tells us at the beginning in Perek Aleph, he says that we're messing things up. Rachatsu, you have to purify, you have to clean yourselves. Hizaku, to refine yourselves. So over there, the Targum translates Rachatsu, Tuvu La'araisa. Rachatsu, mikveh, purifying yourself. Tuvu, what does it mean? Tuvu, lashuv. Tuvu la'araisa, return to the Torah. Tuvu la'araisa. And when it says tuvu la'araisa, it doesn't mean that it has to be davka that you learn the deepest chassidus or kabbalah or the strongest musa. Tuvu la'araisa means that if you sit down and you're toivel in the learning that you're doing, regardless of whether it's a gemara or it's chumash or whether it's hashkafa, chassidus, musa, navi, whatever it is, the ikar is if a person is mikvi yisrael Hashem, if a person is toivel in that, if he's toivel in that, so that's hizaku, that purifies. Why is that? Why does it have such unbelievable koach? Look inside the piece in the Tanya. We only have 5 minutes, but I have to rush. This parak in Tanya in the shul, we learned it over the course of around 4 months. We're going to do it now in 4 minutes. Just to see the words. Maybe we'll have a chance, and you'll come back to it. L'teisefes biyur parakei. L'teisefes biyur be'erheitev loshen tfisa shomer aliyoleis machshove tfisabach. Elionovi says, Leis machshove tfisabach. No mind can grasp God. Hine kol seichel kishemaskil amasik b'sichli ezamuskal. When the human mind is trying to grasp a concept, how yaseichel toifes ezamuskal, then the mind takes hold, it grabs onto that thought, that idea. Umakifoy b'sichli, this is what it means to immerse. Makifoy b'sichli, you surround, like the waters surround you when you toivel, you surround that concept, that idea in your mind. And then that concept, that idea, becomes one with your mind. It becomes surrounded by and enclosed in your brain. It's not just that you happen to think about it. You this concept, this thought, this idea becomes one with your brain. Your mind wraps itself around this idea. When a person learns a Mishnah, or he learns a piece of Gemara, but he learns it la'ashura al burya, meaning klar. He learns it mamish. He's toivel in the Mishnah. He gets it. He mamish gets it. Hare sichloi toifes umakif oisa. That means that his mind is wrapping around it. He's wrapping around that idea. The gam sichloi, and his mind is melubishba, and his mind is enclosed in the idea. The idea and the brain become one. He's toivel in the idea, and the idea becomes part of him. Boisa shach. Vinei lochazu he. Turn the page over. So the Baal HaTanya says you should remember that this Mishnah that you're toiveling in, this Mishnah that your mind is becoming one with, this is the Chochma and the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is God's thought. This is the Baruch Shalom's wisdom. It's the Baruch Shalom's halacha. She'ol b'ritzayin k'sheyitin Reuven kach v'kach derech Moshe v'Shimon kach v'kach yapsak b'nem kach v'kach. The Baruch Shalom, in his divine, infinite mind, he has this thought that when you have an argument between Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven Tain is Kulishili, and Shimon Tain is Kulishili, that the din should be the way it comes out in this Mishnah and this Gemara, that's the Baruch Shalom's infinite brain is now in your head. You're wrapping your head around God's brain. Even though it could be that case in the Gemara never happened, it might never happen to me. You never had such a thing. It never happened to you in your life. It could be you never even, it could be there's a Shoshana, you never even met an ox in your life except in the zoo. You never see the Sugyan Baba Kama come alive. You don't know. It never happened. Since the Baruch Shalom, in his infinite mind, in his infinite will, he had such a desire that that if there would ever be such a thing, that Reuven would say like this and Shimon would say like that. That the Psak should be like the Mishnah. That when the person takes hold in his brain of this Psak, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, at that moment in your brain is mamish totally in Hashem's brain. Your brain is wrapping around Kibyoch, the infinite mind of God. That the human mind can't comprehend intellectually, but it's what's happening. That's the reality of what's taking place that moment when you're toveling in that Mishnah, when you're toveling on the Gemara. Listen to the words now. This is the Baal Tanya. This event that's taking place of your toveling your brain in Hashem's brain is a yichud nifla she'ein yichud kamohu. There is no unity that can measure up to that yichud that takes place when the Jewish mind is wrapping itself, is toveling itself in Hashem's mind. And that's what makes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah greater than all of the other mitzvahs of Maisis that we actually do, because here the most noble, the most refined, the most remarkable part of myself, Kivyochel, is toivling in Elokus Mamish, in the highest part of Elokus, which is Kivyochel, the Rotzen and the Chochmah of Hashem himself. That's what is taking place when a Jew is concentrating, not just that he learns at that, when he's toivling in his learning. It's not across the ocean. In your own mind, in your own heart. Hizaku means what? Tuvul araisa, tuvul araisa. Therefore, to understand, how does this work? How could it be? You take a Jew, I've seen this thousands of times, you take a guy that he has no shaykhis to Yiddishkeit, some guy from Yehupitzville, maybe he saw a Jew twice in his life, a frum person in the airport, he happened to be somewhere twice, he was in Chicago and he saw some frum guy in the airport in Chicago, and he's a Jew, but he has no idea about Yiddishkeit. And you want to talk about Yiddishkeit, you explain to him this, like that. But if you're able to get him to the Beis Medrash, if you're able to bring Mashchayil Beis HaMedrash, you're able to bring him to Beis HaMedrash, and you open up with him a Sefer, you know what? It almost doesn't matter which Sefer. Almost doesn't matter. Whether it's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. I mean, don't start with Hanhagas Beis HaKisa. It's not usually a good thing to start with. But if you open up a Mishnah, you open up a Gemara, it doesn't make a difference. It could be in Zvachim, it could be in Menachis, it could be in Nezik, it could be in Noshim, it could be whatever it is. Open up a Gemara, open up a Mishnah, open up a Shulchan Aruch, open up a Tanya, open up a Mesillas Yesharim, whatever you want. And you sit and learn with this guy, this Yid, you start to see something inside starts to cook. It's an amazing thing. Al Derech Moshel, and then I'm leaving. Al Derech Moshel. Imagine you have a situation where you have that the kid was in the army for Chvais. He was in the army, he was in Aza. And he was on duty before that for 6 months, and then he was in Aza. And every day the mother's a pachad. What's with my Yankee? A pachad. What's going to be the Yankee? No communication. There's no reason to be. And Baruch Hashem, Yankee came out safe from the incursion, and he's okay. And finally, after months and months, finally Yankee's coming home. He's going to be with us for Shabbos. So Yankee comes. There's a father's there, of course, but the mother is something else. So Yankee comes, and they're kissing and hugging, and the mother's crying, and Yankee is very emotional. And they haven't been together in a while, and there was this whole pachad of the war, and now they're together, finally they're together, and they sit down at the table, and the mother starts to say, "So Yankee, what did you eat when you were there? What were you eating? What did you have? Like, did you have breakfast? You had?" She says, "Yeah, I had some grapefruit or something, had something." And you had a place where were you able to shower during the... She starts to talk to him about such kleinigkeit, right? Like, things that... But you know, what's happening here is a remarkable thing. what they say to each other is almost inconsequential. It's the etzem ha-pegisha. Do you understand what I mean by that? It's the encounter. It's being together. What they talk about, they can talk about big things, they can talk about little things. That's not the ikkar. The ikkar is, I'm with my mother. The ikkar is, I'm with my child. There's nothing on earth like the Torah, that when you're with it, you feel that feeling. You can, if you toivel in it, that I don't know how this is, I don't know why this is, I don't even understand every word that I'm saying, I don't get this whole thing necessarily, but I just know that when I'm in this place, I'm home. I'm here. I'm with my father. I'm with my mother. I'm in this place. This is the place. This is who I am. I feel that. There's nothing else in the world like that. But it doesn't work, Chefer, unless you're toiveling it. If you're not toiveling in your learning, then you know how it feels? It feels b'shamayim, like it's far away, like the Havamina. Or it feels like it's Me'ever Le'am, it feels like it's across the ocean. Because it's all a matter of perspective. If I pick up any of you like physics over here? Okay. I once picked up a book of physics somebody gave me to look at. My sister was taking it in high school, and I was like in seventh grade. I looked at physics and I said, I don't know what this is. I hate it. I don't understand it. It doesn't look like a regular thing. And I was a good student, but I don't like it. History I like. Literature I like. Therefore, any book of literature, if somebody says something to me, I'm open to hearing it. Because there was a time in my life that I was toivel in literature. There was a time of my life that I was toivel in history. So from that perspective of the mikveh that I grew up in and the mikveh that I live in, I don't see history, whatever it is. I don't see literature as being far from me. And any piece that you'll bring me, whether it's from Shakespeare or from Hemingway, I would say, okay, let me hear. Huh? I'm open for business. I don't know. But I might be able to get it. But the second you bring me physics, I say, you know what? B'shamayim hi. Me'ev l'yam. Nifleis hi mimeni. I can't do that. It's not for me. Because from my perspective, I've excluded myself from that world of physics. And when I'm outside that world, I'm not toiveling in it, it's far and it's distant. The Havamina is, it's across the ocean. But for those things in my life, if I look at myself as being in it, this is who I am, this is my team, this is my life, this is how I define myself, then it's always, Karve lecha davam oid, v'ficha b'levav. That's me. Hashem Yisroel should help each and every one of you and myself, that we should stop seeing the Torah as something that's far away. We should stop seeing our Yiddishkeit as somebody else, something across, something away. The ikkar is to come home. Tuvul, tuvul araisa, to come back to learning, to come back to the Creator. Tuvul araisa is the bottom of the night, the base of the loaded. There've been a couple of foul balls. It's mamish the bottom of the ninth. It's the bottom of the ninth, 3-2 count. It's the end. For whatever reason, the Baruch Shalom, he has a good sense of humor. I don't know. It came out, our generation is the bottom of the ninth. And this is we're up at bat. Hashem Yisroel should help it. We should be able to bring in all of the guys, make a grand slam. This year should be Bez Hashem, a big, big grand slam. Lon Lucho Yisrael, and the grand slam that we're waiting for is that we have to cross home plate. Home plate is not in Washington Heights. Home plate's not even in Tinek. I'm sorry. It's not even in Tinek. Home plate is in Yerushalayim. The Gula Hashem Vamitis, Mehem Yemenu Amen V'Amen.